So Rav Nosson Zal showed us now that in the Kriya Shema, in the portion of the Kriya Shema which is found inside the mezuzah, in those two paragraphs, we have both of these things. We have Echod, we have the unity of Hashem, we have oneness, and we have diversity. We have Ahoya Im Shamoya. That first paragraph is all said Baloshin Yochid in singular. It's all speaking in singular. All singular. The conjugation there, the diktuk there, the grammar is all speaking in singular format. Then we have the second paragraph, which is all in plural, representing the diversity. So that the message that's being beamed out of the Kriya Shema, out of the mezuzah, the message to us is that everything originated from Hashem. When Hashem went ahead and decided to create Cholor Aponui, Machloikis, Tzimtzum, Midas Adin, which resulted, which spiraled down into all the trillions and quadzillions of Machloikis, of diversification, of differences that we find in the world that we're existing in this world. Trillions of different colors and light and sound and all different. And most important of all, different people. And even within the unity, even within where there's supposed to be oneness, which is the Jewish people, because the Zohar HaKadosh says, Hashem, the Torah, and the Jews are all one. So even within the oneness called the Jewish people, we see unbelievable diversification and differences and machloikis. But the message that the mezuzah is giving us, the message that the Shema is giving us is that be careful, Hishamru Lachem, watch it, because you see all of these differences and you can think to yourself, hold on a second, we're all different. You can't tell, why are you telling me I can't marry a non-Jew because they're different from me? Big deal. My neighbor, Beryl Schmerl, is also there. We also don't see eye to eye on thousands of things. So all of us are different. So the mezuzah warns us, the Shema warns us, V'hoyo im shamoya tishmu. We know, again, shamoya is singular, tishmu is plural. We know that everything began from total oneness. And then Hashem made a chol aponi and a creation of everything, and there's diversification. But watch how far you take that. Maintain, keep certain boundaries. Even within diversity, it's got to be within certain boundaries, and it's got to be with a realization that it's all really oneness. And there's going to come a time when we're going to be able to see that. How what seemed to be so different, it was all really one. V'alkein, and therefore, le'inyin kviyas ha-mezuzah, when it comes to establishing a mezuzah, in that second paragraph of the Shema, which is all plural, we said, right? It's all talking tem, plural. It when it speaks about mezuzah, it reverts back to singular. It says, uchesavtom, you will write all of these words, al mezuzah is beisecho, on the doorpost of your house, singular. It doesn't say mezuzah is beischem, plural. Kibayis hu knuf yodakoyla, because a house is a gathering place of all. It's a coming together of everybody. Kize ikar tikun habayis haidei mezuzah, because this is the main tikun of the house, which is achieved through the mezuzah. What is the tikun? Shaidei ze habayis bebechinas sholem bayis. As a result of putting a mezuzah on our house, the mezuzah which declares the oneness of Hashem and the oneness of the Jewish people and how all the diversity is really connected to one, through that we generate sholem bayis. That's what gives the house that blessing of being able to have everybody work together, be cohesive, be one. Bechinas kibbutz v'asifus kol adeyos ha-molchlokos, the concept of gathering together all the differing opinions, yachad, bringing them all together to unite, shekulam yuchlalu bebechinas achtus v'sholem, that they should all come together and become one, be able to function together as a unit, as a single family, a single shul, whatever it is, the bais, with peace. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is what the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Yehi beischa beisvad lachachomim. Let your house be a gathering place for chachomim. Rav Nosanel says beisvad. The term beisvad, out of all the different words that the Mishnah was able to use, why does it use this term beisvad? Zeh b'chinas ma shehachachomim miskaptzim umisasfim le'ezeh bayis bishvil la'ayin betikun hamedina ukiyotze. When we talk about in Israel, especially those of us that are privileged to live in Eretz Yisrael, and those of us that live in what's called a bayit mishutaf, where it's not a single family home, it's multiple dwelling buildings. So what they do is they appoint a var habayis. They appoint either one family or sometimes a committee. Let's say there's 24 apartments in the building. They take two or three families and they say, you will be the var habayit. You will represent all 24 families. You will sit together and analyze the needs of the building and vote to decide what the building should do, how much money each resident should pay into the pot, so that we have a fund available if we need repairs in the building, if we want to add something new to the building, etc. That's called Vad Habayis. The term that Rav Nosanzal is using here, Beis Vad, is the term that the Mishnah uses, that same thing. That's a place, a Beis Vad is where the rabbis would gather together in one location. Rabbis who live in different places or come from there, they all gather together here to sit together and analyze what needs to be corrected, what needs to be done in the country, in the whole country, or in the city, or in the state. Ukiyotze, shahaderech, the way it's usually done is, shekol echod oimer daitoi kefi sechloi, that first, each one of them speaks his piece, each one of them expresses his opinion, the way he sees it. V'aharkach machriin bein adeos kulam, and then they put together all the different opinions, and they decide based on majority, based on different factors, that we all, even though I say like this, you said it, based on having heard what everybody had to say, we can all agree on the following points. They're machria bein deis kulam. They decide, they compromise, or they decide between all the different opinions, or mesaknim takonois, and they establish certain rules or certain facts. You know, they make certain decisions as to how they're going to proceed. Sheze ikar shem beis vad. This is the term beis vad that we have. That's what it's all about. Ubechina zois tzoroshiyeh bayis kol echad miYisrael. And this is what each and every single Jewish home is really supposed to be. Sheyeh beisoy beisvad l'chachamim. That each and every one of our homes should be a place where the chachamim can come together, where people with diverse opinions, people with different opinions, can come together. Each one is willing and curious and anxious to hear what the other one has to say. And after hearing all the different opinions, they have the ability to unite, to realize that even though we don't think exactly alike, we can all unite to make the following decisions together. Dahainu, meaning, shebebeiso yenimshach hasholoim bein hachachomim hacholkim bedaitom. That in your house, in my house, that should be a place of peace. That should be a place where peace is brought about among the different learned people who differ in their thoughts. They differ in the way they think. They have different opinions, but they're able to come to conclusions. They're able to unite and make a decision together that they can both accept and both agree upon. Shehakol b'shvil tikun ha'olam lanetzach. And what's the purpose of it? All of it is for the purpose of repairing the world and fixing up the world to be permanent. You know, to make the corrections that are needed for eternity. We're not talking, you know, we have the var habayis where they're going to fix up the garden here, fix a broken window. That's the gashmius tikkunim. Beis vad l'chachomim is a place where rabbis will come together and make takonos to ensure the eternity of Klal Yisrael, or of their particular group, the people that are following these rabbis, their city, their country, whatever it is. And this is the kind of house that a person has to want to establish, a house that can be used for that kind of thing. That's the concept of being able to achieve compromises and solutions and unity from within machloikis, from within diversity. And again, where does this machloikis originate from? Where does this diversity originate from? From the cholol haponui. Al yedei, and how do we bring about a shalom? How do we fix all of that? Al yedei shemaminim shebe'emes hakoil echod. By realizing and believing that all of this diversity, everything that looks so different, it's really Hashem Echod. It's all Hashem. Because actually, this is probably one of the most basic things that throws all of us off from faith in Hashem. We wake up in the morning, and what do we see? We don't see one. We see a shirt and pants and socks. And we see just hundreds and thousands and billions and trillions of things. And that's what scatters our brain. That's what allows us to forget that there's one. There's Hashem Echad, Hashma Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That there's a one. There's a one who is called Hashem. And there is a one which is the Torah. The Torah is the expression, the magnification of the oneness of Hashem. And there's a Jewish people which is all one. But the fact that we're in this world, which was created from Tzimtzum, from Cholol Haponui, which means more than one, that's what throws us off on all kinds of different levels to forget what it's all about, to forget who's behind everything and what's my mission in life. That my mission in life is to get to one. That's my mission. The tachlis, the goal is Shalom. Peace. What is shalom? Shalom is oneness. Shalom between who? The first mitzvah in the Torah is marriage. Shalom bayis. Shalom between husband and wife. Again, you have the bays of Bereishis. The Torah begins with that big letter bays of bayis. What is a bayis? You can't have one person living in a house is not a bayis. The Gemara says, beisoi zu ishtoi. A person's wife, the wife is called bayis. It's ish ubeisoi, the man and his house. So bayis can only be when there's two who become one. When there's two who are able to be one. Chas v'sham lo yaleinu, when a husband and wife separate, or when they're living in a house separately, there isn't unity. They're not seeing things eye to eye. They're not on the same page. They're not on the same program. Then it's not bias. The bias is base vad. Vad means unifying, gathering together. Should be zeicha that our homes should have this. But what's a base haknesses? Knesses. Gleich kenoises kol yudim. Knesses means to gather. Gather from all kinds of distant places. And come to be able to live together under one roof in peace, to be able to pray together, to be able to learn together in peace under one roof. Rav Nosson Zal brings in another place that this was the unbelievable secret that was revealed to us when Yaakov Avinu was about to pass away. It says, we know that Avram Avinu had good and bad. He had a Yitzchak, he had a Yishmael. Yitzchak had a Yaakov and an Esav. Yaakov Avinu was the first total success. Mita Shlema, all of his kids were tzaddikim, all righteous. And Yaakov Avinu, and he had a minion. He had more than 10, 12 kids plus him. He had 13. Mamish Tachla. He was sure that this is it. We can bring Moshiach. And he said he was about to pass away, and he said to his children, let's do it. Here we go. And he started revealing to them the coming of Moshiach. And he said his opening line was, Hey Osfu, gather together. And I'm going to tell you all about the coming of Moshiach. He said, Hey Osfu, gather together. Asifa. And we're told at that point, the Shekhinah left him. The Spirit of Hashem left him. And he saw, not yet. Not ready yet. Even with his great tzidkus, even though Yaakov Avinu was perfect, and his sons were all tzaddikim, something's, it's not enough. What's missing? So Rav Nosson Zal and all the Sfarim write that even though he didn't reveal the coming of Mashiach, he did hide it. The words that follow in hidden form have in them everything about the coming of Mashiach. And the next pasuk he says, he kovtsu v'shimu b'nei Yaakov v'shimu el Yisrael avim. In the first pasuk he used the word he'osfu, asifa. In the second pasuk he uses the word lekabetz. And Rav Nosson Zal says, if you know your Hebrew, you know that an asifa is a family gap, a family, a committee. It's people who are relatively similar to each other. They're in the same family. They're in the same organization. In our organization, we're going to make an asifa. Lekabetz, kibbutz, mekabetz nidche am Yisrael. The word lekabetz refers to people from all kinds of different backgrounds, different locations, distant places. Hashem showed Yaakov Avinu, and Yaakov Avinu taught Klal Yisrael that the more you're able to take different people, to have all guys who are all religious people or all mamish from the same Hasidic group, or the same, to have all of them in one room together, it's nice, it's cute, it's holy, but there's no way in the world that that's going to generate the bang that's needed to bring about the coming of Mashiach. You want to bring Mashiach, you need a bang. And the bang is when you have a kibbutz, when you have people who are different from each other, people who seem, who appear different from each other. How different? Billions and trillions of differences. And when they're able to come together, when you have Jews from all different backgrounds, and when you have even people who came from non-Jews, you have Balei Tshuva who come from, and then you have even non-Jews, Nedive Amim Nesofu, the chosen ones, the good ones from the other nations who gather in. When that all comes together, that's the bang that's needed. That's the connecting back to the source that'll bring about the complete tikkun of the world and all the worlds, Mr. Shem.